Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hyman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Williams. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Williams. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Allen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim French. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the mound. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a fly ball into left field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hyman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is hit by the pitch. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Hyndman moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1 to nothing, Senators. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. French moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sim settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horton. The throw from French and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. 2 outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheinbloom hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hyndman hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Sheinbloom moves to second. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sheinbloom moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. French hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a pop-up towards short. Hyndman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sims moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Sims moves to third. Horton moves to second. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheinbloom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sims scores. Horton scores. There goes Snyder trying to get to third. Unser throws the ball into McMullen, who tags Snyder for the out. Sheinbloom moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hyndman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Jose Cardenal now playing center field. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Senators, 3. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. French takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. French moves to third. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. French scores. Unser moves to second. It's 4-3, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Horton strikes out. One out. LeMay pinch hits for Jack Hamilton. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein juggles the ball. That's an error on Epstein. Sims moves to second. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Jack Hydman. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Larry Brown now playing shortstop. Horacio Pena now pitching. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Epstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Stroud pinch runs for Mike Epstein. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Stroud steals second. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stroud moves to third. Two outs. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Tim Cullen pinch hits for Bernie Allen. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is walked intentionally. Brant Alia pinch hits for Jim French. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is walked intentionally. Cullen moves to second. Dennis Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Casanova now catching. Tim Cullen now playing second base. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Frank Howard now playing first base. Hank Alejose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cardinal hits a line drive towards the mound. Higgins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Larry Brown. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.